From Washington, this is VOA News. Gaza rocket hits Israel as ceasefire extension considered. Britain seeks international plan for refugees stuck on top of northern Iraq mountain. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. A rocket fired from the Gaza Strip landed inside southern Israel late Wednesday, even as Israeli and Palestinian negotiators were considering whether to extend a ceasefire that was about to expire. Hamas militants denied firing the rocket, while Israeli officials said the attack caused no damage. Sunday's truce had held while the negotiators met in Cairo in search of a lasting pact to end a month of fighting between Hamas militants and Israel that has left more than 2,000 people dead. No agreement was reached after 3 days of talks. Israel said it was willing to extend the ceasefire another 3 days, while Palestinian officials said they were considering the offer. British Prime Minister David Cameron says an international plan is being developed to rescue thousands of Yazidis and other religious minorities trapped by Islamic State fighters on a mountaintop in northern Iraq. Mr. Cameron rejected demands by some British lawmakers to intervene militarily in Iraq, but said Britain would play a role in the rescue plan, just as it already has with the United States in dropping food and water to the refugees, some of whom have died in the extreme heat. U.S. National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes says President Barack Obama would decide within days whether to send American military troops to rescue those trapped on Mount Sinjar. A mass polio immunization campaign is being conducted in war-torn Iraq. The effort is spearheaded by the Ministry of Health with the support of the World Health Organization and UN Children's Fund. It hopes to reach more than 4 million children under the age of 5 throughout the country. Lisa Schlein reports.
Iraq has been polio-free for nearly 14 years, but the country has lost this status since this crippling disease paralyzed 2 children in March. World Health Organization spokesman Paul Garwood tells VOA this has set alarm bells ringing.
Due to the insecurity and the difficulties in accessing families and children, especially in conflict zones, Iraq has now become very vulnerable to a wider outbreak of this crippling and incurable disease.
United Nations health officials say the children and their families often live in overcrowded, unsanitary facilities, conditions that put them at great risk of contracting infectious diseases. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
3 days of protest in front of Vietnam's embassy in Phnom Penh ended peacefully Wednesday, but there has been no response from Vietnamese officials over remarks concerning a part of the southern Mekong Delta that used to be part of Cambodia, but was given to Vietnam at the end of French colonial rule. More than 100 protesters, including monks, began demonstrations Monday to demand that an embassy spokesman apologize for saying recently that the Delta region historically belonged to Vietnam. A Russian aid convoy moving toward rebel-held eastern Ukraine stalled Wednesday in Russian territory north of the Ukraine border city of Luhansk as controversy swirled about its contents and its final destination. Ukraine officials have issued conflicting statements about whether the convoy will be permitted to enter Ukrainian territory, where Ukraine troops are battling pro-Russian separatists for control of the border region. A baby boom is coming to Africa. According to the UN Children's Fund, 2 of every 5 children in the world will be in Africa by the year 2050. VOA's Anita Powell has details.
The boom is caused by several factors. Africa is already home to one of the world's youngest populations. And within the next few decades, those youngsters will reach reproductive age. The continent also has, for many reasons, high fertility rates and has seen a reduction in child mortality, meaning that more babies and children survive than ever before. Timingo is an economic and social policy specialist for UNICEF, based in Dakar, Senegal. She says that Africa's booming population will shift global dynamics.
We can see that Africa is the one continent that keeps growing very fast in terms of population size, while the other parts of the world, the other regions like Asia and Europe, the sizes are going to stabilize in terms of numbers.
Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
Germany is urging its citizens to leave Sierra Leone, Guinea, and Liberia due to the Ebola outbreak in those West African nations. The directive for nationals to leave did not apply to medical workers or diplomatic staff. I'm Ray Kugel, Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.